Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is another excellent section in the Lausanne Action Plan, and we are also very pleased that the survey and clearance was split with risk education into two separate sections for the first time in the plan. This is probably an excellent way forward. A few brief comments. First of all, we believe that the language proposed in this section very adequately reflects where we are in terms of survey and clearance under the convention at this stage and should not be changed, especially in the CHAPA. We do understand that some countries need more time to conduct survey and clearance than the original deadline under the convention. However, it is regrettable that some of the extension requests took place and could have been avoided, as rightly reflected in the CHAPA. I would also like to echo the comment made under Action 19 by my colleague from the GICHD. We strongly support that this language is in line with the language of the convention and not watered down by this addition to the greatest extent feasible. In addition, I would also like to echo the comment made by my ICRC colleague earlier. Now, when we are faced with extension requests for land clearance under this convention, we think it would be very timely and desired that any future extension request also includes a comprehensive, fully costed plan on risk education in any situation when the threat may pose a risk to civilians and local population. So we would welcome inclusion of such an addition, either under the clearance and survey section or perhaps under the risk education. That would also be in line and synergy with the Oslo Action Plan that adopted a similar action last year. Thank you very much.